I'm here in Galveston, at Galveston Beach, right on the seawall, next to the Great Storm Monument. And it's a pretty impressive monument. It's pretty moving. It's a monument to the storm of 1900. It happened on September 8th, 1900. And it is, in U.S. history, the most fatal natural disaster in the history of the United States. On Galveston Island, the records show that there were 8,000 fatalities from the hurricane that hit that day. 8,000 fatalities. And then on the mainland, there were thousands more. The things that I've seen have said that there's upwards of anywhere from about 12,000 fatalities from this hurricane that hit in 1900. It's crazy. And yet, 123 years later, I'm sitting here next to incredible waves in a place that people come to vacation. There's a carnival back there on a pier behind me. There's incredible beauty in a place where there was tremendous tragedy. It's just a reminder to me that in our lives, there can be tremendous tragedy. And what we choose to do after that tremendous tragedy really determines what our future is going to be. Paul said it this way in Philippians chapter 3. He said, I press on. He had just talked about his past and how some of his past had included some religious accomplishments that he really wasn't proud of. Some of his past had included some horrible things that he was deeply ashamed of. And then he says in verse 14, I press on toward the mark of the call of God in Christ Jesus. What's he talking about? He's talking about whether there's great achievements or great tragedy in our past, we move on to the future because there can be great beauty in the future when we're pursuing the call of God in our lives. Can I just tell you, you can have that kind of hope and that kind of beauty in your life when you're following Jesus Christ. So can I ask you today, do you know Him? Do you know the one that can give you that kind of a purpose? If you don't, reach out to us through this LifeWord page. We would love to talk to you more about what it means to know Christ as your personal Savior. Hey, thank you so much for joining me today. We're going to continue our journey across Texas in our Tailgate Talk Tour of Texas. Until next time, have a great week, and we'll see you next time on the Tailgate Talk.